It's time to enter Mr. B's neighborhood. Scott Bertelson brings you an interview with a North Iowa neighbor each second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Find this and other episodes of Mr. B's Neighborhood on our website, KIOW.com. Now here's Scott Bertelson, Mr. B.
Hello, hello out there in Radio Land. How's it going today? How is life? I hope you're having just a marvelous day, and I hope you're going to have a wonderful evening. And I know what will make that better. Oh, yes. Yes. Well, I know ice cream would help. Yes, I know that. And I know that a good cup of coffee would help that too. But I bet talking to Christy Wiley is going to really excites you. She agrees with me. Christy is my guest today for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Now, if any of you have ever had a hankering for good coffee or good ice cream, this is the woman to talk to. All right. So, Christy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Oh,
it's
good.
Fun to be here.
You must not get out much. But anyway.
Oh, boy.
Well, if you have listened, and if you haven't, I don't take myself seriously,
yeah.
Christy, so
absolutely.
Keep that in mind. So, Christy.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit, or a lot, about how you got involved with the Cabin Coffee franchise. I'm sure you've been asked that many times, and what's going on?
Certainly. So,
yes.
As Mr. B mentioned, we do own Cabin Coffee here in Forest City. This is actually our 15th year. Incredible. October 15th year. I come from a line of small business owners. My grandfather was a small business owner. My dad was a small business owner. My mom and my stepdad were not small business owners, but they're very hard workers. So it just kind of was always instilled in me that someday I wanted to do my own thing.
Of course.
At the time that I signed on with Cabin Coffee, I was working for corporate America. Loved what I did, hated the topic. So I was a training designer and developer, and so I knew that I had that.
I don't know what that means.
Basically means that I created training materials. I worked with all new hires. But it was on 401ks, so very, you know, icky stuff that I didn't love. But anyway, so I kind of branched out from there, knew that I wanted to open my own business.
Yes.
Back in 2008, I was much younger, and I was like,
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's weird. The first couple years when people would come into the store, they're like, you're the owner? And I was like, yeah, I was kind of taken back by that, but I was like, yeah, I am. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, so kind of fun to see. Moved to Forest City in 2008 because of the business. Was not a Forest City alum. I actually grew up in Osage. So that's like battlefield sometimes between Osage and Forest City.
Rivals. Rivals.
a lot of things. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So haven't always been in North Iowa. Moved mm-hmm. to the East Coast when I was a mere age of 18 years old. And as I sent Liberty off to college for the second year this year, I was like, this sucks. But my husband reminded me, you were 1,000 miles away. She's, you know, 4.5 hours.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
and things in life and, you know, yes. has changed.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
I was
yes.
like, okay, you're right. Yeah, it'll mm-hmm. be okay.
It will.
So,
it will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so then moved back to the Midwest yeah. and came to Forest City in 2008.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And as far as, like, I guess I didn't really answer your original question.
Nobody ever does.
Why did I land with Cabin Coffee? I think I wanted to open some sort of restaurant / small business affiliation. Looked into a lot of franchises. A lot of franchises had a lot of expectations and financial situations or stipulations with them. And Cabin Coffee was new. I was the second franchise with Cabin Coffee at the time.
Oh, my goodness.
And really, through the 15 years, have grown tremendously with that company, seeing the ups, the downs, the positives, the negatives. An incredible company to be with, and a lot of good support. And look what we've brought to Forest City.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I think your location is perfect.
I do too. There is a lot of times that I don't know if I would want to be. And I've actually been approached, you know, hey, would you want to move here? Would you want to move there? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd want to be anywhere else in Forest City, just because I think mm-hmm. people see us, they know us, they use the Highway 69 corridor, going to Hy-Vee or the banks or whatever it is.
Exactly. So. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Now let's talk about what's really important. That's coffee.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because I live and breathe for coffee. Okay. So how do you roast your beans? Sure. Or what? Do you have your own plantation?
I was actually just talking to my mom about plantations the other day. And she's like, don't you have to take a business trip? And I'm like, I think I do. And you need to come with me, right? And she's like, yes. Because all coffee is grown in the they call it the coffee belt. So between the equators of Capricorn and Cancer, the only place in the United States that it's grown is Hawaii. Otherwise, it's in many other different countries and origins. We don't have a plantation, unfortunately, and nothing in my past family history either that I'm not aware or that I'm aware of. But we do buy from a broker.
Okay.
Cabin Coffee is good at hedging ahead so that we don't tend to run out of the things that people love.
Yes.
So we roast. We get it in when we call it green beans. So
yes.
Not green beans like you'd eat out of a can or out of a garden, but green beans like natural earthy beans that we then roast to make the goddess of coffee that people love.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that sets us apart from a lot of our competition is that we do roast in-house. So everything you're tasting when it comes to our coffee is roasted by us, by our hands, in-house. So I like to call it that, you know, we're really big on farm to table these days. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is the closest that you can get from coffee. It comes from the plantation to our broker to us. We roast it and it goes into your home. So
how long does it take to roast a bean?
Yep.
So we beans.
Well, beans, there you go.
There you
plural.
Go. I guess you didn't get too much coffee out of one bean.
We roast 2 pounds at a time. It takes anywhere from 10 minutes to 20 minutes. It's based on the level of coffee you're roasting. And then it also has a cool down process. So once the roaster gets to the level it needs to be, we need to shut it off. Then it cools down at its own natural state. And then the machine shuts off and then you're able to take it out and then enjoy it. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And what are some of the varieties?
Of coffee?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, varieties, we have about 25, 26 different varieties.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Single origins and blends.
Yes.
So, I'll start with my favorite.
Yes.
My husband recognized absolute favorite is Honduran. For whatever reason, we love Honduran. Mm-hmm. Characteristics, the undertones, it's not bitter. It's great, and we love it at a dark roast. Other people really love some of our blends, like the Dakota Sky, the Cabin Breakfast, Fiesta. I call Fiesta Party in a Cup. Why? I don't know. I've done it for years, but it's three different beans that go into it. It's a medium roast, and people love that one.
Yes.
So kind of, I always say coffee is a lot like wine. You have to find the one that you like, the characteristics, the undertones. A lot of people want to avoid acidity. So it's just really kind of a touch and go of try them. If you like them and they work well with what you're looking for, then that's the one for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. So tell me about your specialty drinks. What are some of those that you offer?
Yeah. So we offer, you know, your traditional mochas, lattes.
Yes.
We also offer great cappuccinos. In cold drinks, we offer frappes. We offer iced Americanos. That's my absolute favorite. It's an iced Americano made with fresh espresso shots, water, ice, and some flavoring. More ice, less water, lots of coffee in mind. What's your favorite? What is one of your favorites?
Coffee.
Just coffee in general?
Honduran.
Okay. You like Honduran too?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, you'll always find Honduran in our house. Yep.
Yes. Sure. The other question I want to ask you about, Chrissy, is do you have quite a market for selling roasted beans to the public to take home and put in their grinder?
So we roast and have on shelf for retail by the pound. We always have stuff roasted. If you're not seeing what you want, you can call ahead or you can place an order online and we can have it roasted for you. We also have multiple accounts in the community and outlying communities that we provide coffee to as well. They either use it for their employees or they use it for customer appreciations. Pritchard's of Garner, IMT of Garner, the YMCA, Winnebago Visitor Center, First Baptist Church, just to name a few. Those are some of our accounts that we have.
So. You also have Hosmer Honda.
Yes.
Somebody does.
Hosmer Honda does have it, and I believe they work through the corporate store or the Clear Lake store, but they offer it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So you'll see it a lot in North Iowa places, not just in our stores as well. That's kind of our goal in our market is to get it out to everybody, regardless of how you're getting it. You know, are you coming into the store? Are you getting it somewhere that you're patronizing elsewhere?
Absolutely. Yep. So tell me about your delectable treats.
Okay.
Tell me what you have for sweets overall.
Yeah.
You got this wonderful cup of coffee or this latte or frappe. I'm telling you, I don't even know what a frappe is. I'll be honest with
you. Frappe is a blended frozen drink. You should ask Mark Scar. That used to be one of his favorites. Oh. It probably still is.
Okay.
But, yeah. We'll have to ask him.
Well, I'm such a traditionalist. I don't even care for iced coffee.
You just like pure black?
Yeah, it's got to be
hot.
Yes, scalding.
I get it.
Scalding.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So as far as treats, we have the cinnamon rolls that we've had in forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've had that same cinnamon roll for at least the 15 years that I've been with the company. We have coffee cake, muffins. We sell tons and tons of muffins, mini donuts. We do scones. We have some packaged items, biscotti. We also have a gluten-free cookie that's really great, and it comes to us already packaged and sealed, so it's safe for the consumer.
Yeah.
We bake our own bagels in the morning. We also have gluten-free bagels for those as well, or gluten-free options for the bagels as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do breakfast and lunch all day long. A lot of people don't know that, but you can come in at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can have a breakfast sandwich. And everything is made to order, so everything can be modified. So we are, you know, big proponents of just making sure that the customer has exactly what they want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can make it. If you've seen it elsewhere, we probably can do it in our store as well.
Oh, my gosh. So. What are some of your big, would you say, sellers for sandwiches?
Breakfast sandwich?
Yes.
I would say probably our breakfast wrap, which is one of our more newer popular items.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Southwest wrap, too.
Mm.
We're actually going to be trying out some new things. We're going to do some barbecue mac and cheese. That's going to be new.
Oh.
So that's going to be coming on the menu.
Mm.
For things that we currently have, our Cabin Club is super popular. Super, you know, it's on a toasted marble rye. I call it a basic sandwich, but it's the man sandwich. Men like the turkey and the ham and the bacon. It's on there for you. Everything comes with the chips and a pickle, so that's
okay.
Good too. But yeah.
But you must do catering too, because I've been to events where they have these wonderful sandwiches.
Absolutely. So we do catering. No job too big or too small. Just today I had somebody ask about coffee, and I said we can go from, you know, 8 cups of coffee all the way up. So you tell us what you're looking at, how much you want to spend, what you want to do, and we'll customize for you. So our goal has always been to go outside of our four walls as well as our business inside.
Yes.
So anything that we can do to help or just provide awesomeness, you know, weddings, funerals, corporate events, you name it, we got it.
Mm-hmm. How many employees do you have?
Ooh, that's so toughy right now. We are really short-staffed.
That's a number. Oh,
yeah,
you are?
We
are. So you're looking for applicants.
We are, yeah. We are really short-staffed, but right now we have 5, I think, 6. Mm-hmm. Rick and I both work full-time in the business, and then we have a few others that are helping, and they're fabulous employees. We would love to have more. We're always looking, just like everybody else, we're always looking for more employees.
Mm-hmm.
Benefit of working for us is there's no nights and weekends. No nights and Sundays. We are open on Saturdays.
Yes,
but
that's
yeah,
a big plus.
For sure. Yeah, but in years past, we've gone from 5 to 15. I mean, it just kind of varies. If we have good candidates, I have a hard time saying no, because there's always a place for somebody in our organization.
Yes.
So,
and what are your hours?
Yeah. So we are open 6:30 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday through Saturday. We are just cutting off Mondays at this time just because of employee situations. Mm-hmm. But we are 6:30 to 2 Tuesday through Saturday. So, mm-hmm. yeah. And we have drive-through in-house. We also have our online ordering, which is awesome because you can place your order. It is a 15-minute wait. It's just like ordering a pizza. You can't expect it 30 seconds after you know, come through drive-through. But no. We get it out as fast as we can. But it's nice because you can just come in, tell us who you are, and you're on your way.
My goodness.
Yeah. Technology's sometimes awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
I should say always awesome because
so
it's not.
Is it fair to ask you, do you have more people going through drive-through? Uh-huh. Oh, you do?
Well, it depends. Yes. I mean, every day is different.
Of
but,
course, yes.
You know, we have 2 points of sales. So at the end of the night, when you count the tills, they're very spot on. So it just kind of varies, you know. Mm-hmm. Cold, rainy days, definitely drive through more. But there's also those people that love to come in, like yourself.
Yes.
Just chill and hang out with friends and do work. I can't even imagine how many people have gotten degrees or had meetings or whatever they've done in our store for the last 15 years.
Yes.
It's incredible to think about.
I'm sure. Well, there's nothing like having a great conversation over a cup of coffee.
Right, exactly.
Nothing.
I agree. I have to remind myself that. Sit down once in a while and talk to people while you're drinking your coffee, not like in a hurry when it's cold.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, or finding it on the counter 4 hours later.
Well, there you go. There you go. So do you have any aspirations to continue forever with the business, or is that fair to ask? Or?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, it's very fair to ask. My ultimate goal when I started was 20 years.
Okay.
That was just a benchmark for me. Mm-hmm. My life has changed a little bit since I opened it. I don't know. I mean, like, I think that we will be in the community for a long time. I will never close Cabin Coffee. Let's just be fair and say that. I would never close Cabin Coffee.
But
if somebody wanted to come in and say, hey, I wanted to partner with you, or hey, are you ever looking to sell? We could probably talk. So it could go both ways, honestly. 2 years ago, Rick and I sat down with the kids and we're like, okay, does either of you have interest in owning? And they both were like, eh. And I was the same way. You know, my dad asked me that question too when I was younger, and I was like, I don't want to. He was a jeweler. I'm like, I don't want to be a jeweler. Now I look back at it and think, maybe I should have been a jeweler. But, you know, so, I mean, it's just fair to say. We love the community we live in. We really do.
Great.
Rick is from New York City. So when he says he loves North Iowa and Forest City, that's incredible to hear. But, you know, we own two businesses now in town. We own property in town. We're not going anywhere. So
that was a great lead in because, you know, Christy, I was going to ask you about you have a business on Main Street that Rick and you have recently opened.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us about that business?
Sure, absolutely. To start off with, we're a little crazy if you haven't figured that out yet.
That's okay.
We're all good in our own ways, right?
Aren't
crazy
we, though?
In our ways, yeah.
We are.
So, excuse me. Last October, somebody came up to us and said, hey, we heard you bought the old Scooby-Doos. And we kind of looked at each other and we were like, we had no idea it was even for sale.
Oh.
So I reached out to Julie and I was like, is your business for sale? And so it started as a joke. And we tell everybody that. Started as a joke.
Yes.
But we're like, maybe we can do this. And so we purchased the building last fall with the help of my parents and our kids. And some gracious family and friends, we flipped the entire look of the inside. We purchased the whole building, so we also became landlords. Then we changed the menu, changed the product, and started our own thing. So we knew we understood food establishments, but we didn't know a ton about ice cream. So that was kind of where we had to learn. And I think we've got it now. I think we figured it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have to ask you, what do you have for delectable flavors?
Everything good.
Everything? Oh, my gosh.
People come in and go, what's your favorite? Have you been in?
Once.
Okay.
Yes.
What did you have?
Cherry.
Cherry? Like the Door County cherry, black cherry?
The black cherry.
Black cherry. Oh, that one's, that's actually in the case right now, and that one is so good. I forgot how good it is.
Oh.
But people will come in and they're like, what's your favorite? And it's all, I mean, I have probably 10 favorites at a time, you know.
Oh, yes.
It depends on what kind of mood you're in.
Oh, yes.
You know. Popular with kids, obviously, birthday cake.
Oh, yes. Oh,
superhuman. The company we mm-hmm. use changed it from Superman to Superhuman.
Oh,
so as a female, I kind of like that. It's still red, yellow, and blue, and it looks like Superman. But
no gender bias there.
Right?
No.
Anything with peanut butter in it is popular.
Yes.
Cookie dough is obviously
popular. Oh, yes, yes.
But we have great things. Like, we have three different varieties of coconut that people just oogle over. We have, you know, your traditional vanillas and your dark chocolate.
Yes,
and the company itself uses about 100 different varieties.
Oh.
And so we try to rotate, especially our first season.
Yes.
We've really tried. We didn't know what people would want.
No.
So we've just kind of rotated in and out. And they surprise us every few months with some seasonal items. And so we try to bring those in too.
I'm guessing you will have, for the fall season, pumpkin. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I think it's out right now. And I'm
okay.
Like, I really need to get our order in so that we are guaranteed some. But yes, they do have a pumpkin option as mm-hmm. well. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So in addition to these wonderful ice cream varieties. Right. What else do you have there to serve?
Sure. We also, in addition to the hard ice cream that we carry, we serve soft serve vanilla custard.
Mm.
Rick's favorite is soft serve. So we wanted a good quality soft serve to match our good quality hard pack. So that's why we went with a custard variety.
Mm-hmm.
We do things like your traditional sundaes. We do banana splits. Mm. We do so many malts. It's incredible. I never thought that people drink malts like they do. It's also funny because I always knew that there were regulars with coffee, but I had no idea there were so many ice cream regulars in our community.
My goodness.
So I'm not telling everybody secrets, but I really
So we have an ice cream fetish going on
like,
in the North Iowa area.
It's crazy. Like some people you see all the time. So traditional sundaes, banana splits, we do slushies and you can put boba or nerds in them. Huge with kids. Just a fun thing that they can do.
Yes, yes, yes.
Floats. We have a Red Bull float.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And people at first go, what? And then they try it and they love it. And we let them pick.
They dance outside.
Pretty much. I have so many people go, oh, if it wasn't so late or, you know, and I'm like, oh, just try it. It's so good. We have our version of an affogato, which is like a ice cream coffee sundae in a sense. We use espresso over ice cream and you can pick your ice cream again. And so there's some great blends and selections that you can come up with, concoctions. We have ice cream sandwiches. We have made to order ice cream sandwiches. So you start with a fresh baked cookie. The one thing that we have that we absolutely, when Rick brought it to us, I was like, you're crazy.
Yes.
It's called Muffin to See Here. We start with a fresh baked muffin
mm-hmm.
and we put your choice of ice cream on top,
mm-hmm.
whipped cream, white chocolate drizzle.
Mm.
It's fabulous. And we spent last fall trying muffins like every weekend at our kitchen table. And I was like, okay, this is good. It has that cake and ice cream feel like you always had as a kid. You know? Yeah. Super good. So that's on the menu too.
How do you decide then mm-hmm. what you're going to offer for malts and things
right.
like that? I mean, how do you?
So that's just kind of comparing franchise versus non-franchise.
Yes,
so
yes.
A coffee shop is obviously a franchise. Ice cream shop is not a franchise.
Yes, yes, yes.
You have to decide everything. You have to decide who your towel service is going to be. You have to decide what you're going to serve for a product. You're going to have to, you have to decide your recipes. You have to decide how you're going to hire employees. I mean, everything is, it's good and it's bad.
So
that is one thing that we just kind of, we did our homework.
Yes.
We went to a lot of different ice cream shops.
Yes.
We looked at social media of other places, ice cream shops, and not just in North Iowa, like all over.
Yes.
We all brought, the kids and Rick and I both brought something to the menu that we wanted to see. So mm-hmm. we were kind of open to that. We mm-hmm. didn't want to have this huge menu,
mm-hmm.
but we wanted to know that we wanted good quality stuff and things that we knew or thought people would, you know, mm-hmm. want to also eat as mm-hmm. well. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. And then, may I ask, your hours change depending on the season?
Correct. So again, because it's our first season,
sure.
we, our summer season was 7 days a week, noon to 9 p.m. We've realized that Forest City likes to eat ice cream late at night. So sometimes at 8:30, we're slammed.
Really?
It's crazy. So
this is a bedtime snack?
Or? Apparently so. Or you're leaving a ball game, or you're home from a meeting, or you're trying to escape from your kids. I don't know. I have so many people come in and go, oh, my kids are in bed. We decided to, you know, one of them decided to come down and get ice cream or whatever. Mm-hmm. But and then fall hours now, and then we'll do some winter hours. Our goal is to stay open year-round.
Yes.
We love working together, and we figure if we even have to be the ones to run it at night, we'll do a few nights a week just because we know people. You know, the thing is people need places to go and things to do in Forest City. So if we can be part of that, then we want to be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful. Well, I don't think it's ever too cold for ice cream.
I agree.
Oh, my gosh.
I agree.
And I also agree it's never too hot for coffee.
Yep, 100%.
Because I don't care how hot it is or I don't care how humid it is, I still drink hot coffee.
For sure,
so,
me too.
It just doesn't change.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I love when somebody comes into Cabin Coffee and looks at me and goes, wait a minute, you're the same person. Or they'll come into Sweet Emmy Lou's and they'll go, wait a minute, you're the same person. And then they put those two and two together, you know. And it's fun to be a small business in the community, and people love to come and, you know, hang out. And I said if we could have wine right in the middle, we'd have everybody's vices. Coffee, wine, ice cream. But
there you go. How did you come up with the title?
For Sweet Emmy Lou's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know, but...
Yeah, so... A lot of people don't know this, but Rick and I dated when we were in our early... I was in my 20s. Well, actually, we were both in our
20s. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
We dated. He has always called me Emmy Lou, and then we got reconnected 23 years later.
Yes.
And he still calls me Emmy Lou, and so that wasn't... Like, that was one of many contenders for our name, but it kind of fit. And then I couldn't decide on what the actual name was. And he was like, come on, we have to go to print. We have to, you know, we have to create vinyl. We have to do a menu. And I'm like, I don't know. And so finally he was just like, all right, it's Sweet Emmy Lou's. And I was like, ooh, you might have wanted to call it like semi-Sweet Emmy Lou's. I'm not always sweet.
Well, that's another program.
Right. Okay. So that's kind of where it came from.
Okay.
And, we actually just, it comes from a George Strait song, if you're not a country fan, but it comes from the George Strait song.
The
girl's name is Emmy Lou in the song.
And I see.
So now everybody needs to go check it out.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's where it comes from. But
Well, that's fascinating. Okay. So now that we've talked about your prosperous businesses going on, tell me about your kids. How many kids do you have and what are they doing and what's happening?
So we have two children. Yes. Liberty is her second year in college. Mm-hmm. She's at Northwest Missouri State, majoring in elementary ed. We just took her back last week. She loves it. And I was surprised when she said she was going 4.5 hours away from home for school. But we were like, okay. This is going to be either good or bad, and it's been great. And she came home for the summer.
Yes.
Worked in both businesses.
Yes.
She, the first paycheck, she's like, do you know I worked? And I said, yes, welcome to adulthood. Yeah, so it's fun to see them, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
To be rewarded and reaping the benefits of, you know, small business, too. So it's fun to see them do that. Yeah.
Yes.
And then we have Vinton, who is a senior in high school. He is a four-season athlete, so he keeps us very, very busy.
Wow.
Kind of undecided of what he wants to do next year. He loves his sports, and he specifically loves track. And so he's looking at all elements of what to do next. So,
And then Rick works full-time with you then in the business?
So Rick is actually retired. And he, when he moved to Iowa for the business and for the kids and I, he went back into full-time working, basically. I mean, full-time plus when you own your own business, it's more than full-time.
Yeah.
But we both work equal parts. We both have our own things that we do in both businesses. It's funny because some things that he does at Cabin Coffee, I do at Sweet Emmy Lou's, and it's just the way it's kind of flipped. But yeah, there are a lot of, I mean, you know, life used to be so like A, B, and C. Now it's all over the place. But it's good. I mean, and it's good to work with somebody that loves and has the passion as much as you do.
Of course.
You know, he was also raised that you work hard, and his dad was, had many different jobs, but owned a small franchise at some one point in his life too. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you're not busy with coffee or ice cream, what do you like to do for relaxation? Mm-hmm. Or don't you have any?
Not a lot. So I said, like, when we started this craziness, I'm like, I'm hiring somebody to help us clean the house. And this year he hired somebody to mow, because it's those little things that you just don't get done. And you don't want to take your time to do those things too when you do have a break. So we don't have a ton of time. Like I mentioned, we chase Vinton everywhere. Mm-hmm. We go and see Liberty. Mm-hmm. Our love language is food. We love to cook.
My kind of people.
Yes. We love to cook. Rick's mom is 100% Italian. He's 50% Italian. Oh. And he is a fabulous chef. I love to cook, too. And we love to cook together. Or we travel within the Midwest. We do a little bit of the further outs, but it's hard when you own businesses to be able to go too far. But we do find places in the Midwest to go for weekend trips and kind of do that. And then... I have a very close-knit family, and we try to do a lot with our family as well. So,
Oh, that is
or
fantastic.
With our friends or community or whatever it is, you know, volunteering or whatever. Sure. So, not a lot of time, but we try to make good use of our time.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Well, Christy, I always ask my guests what's the reason that they came or stayed in the North Iowa area, and I think you've somewhat alluded to that already, but did you want to state that more specifically, what keeps you here?
After high school, when I moved to Connecticut, I was like, I'm never moving back to the Midwest. And then I was like, I'm never moving back.
Yeah.
But then you just find where your roots are.
Yes.
Did you grow up here?
I did.
You did? Okay. Yeah, I just, you just find where your roots are, and you know, small community is not for everybody, but there's a lot to say for a small community, too. Mm-hmm. The way that people know your name, the way that people embrace what you're doing, the way that you raise your friends as kids and your kids, you know, your friends raise your kids, and knowing that we can sleep at night and it's safe and having great neighborhoods. You know, we're not far from we're not far from culture. We really are. And we have a ton of culture in our own community.
We do.
We really do.
We do.
You know, Winnebago, Waldorf, 3M, all those great companies.
Yes.
We have a fabulous school system.
I think so.
So, you know, my kids were 3 and 5 when I moved here.
Oh,
and
that's
crazy. I may have just dated myself.
I think you did.
I think I did, too. So, I mean, those are just some reasons that I, you know. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, like I said, I grew up in Osage, and all my siblings are... A lot of my siblings are in the Arkansas, Missouri area. Well, my sister just moved to Florida. So, you know, I'm the only child, like, kind of in this area. So it's always so great to see my parents regularly, too. And Rick's mom lives in Mason City, too. She came to the Midwest as well when he came here. So,
That's wonderful.
It's kind of fun.
Has that been a culture shock for her?
I think a little bit. He's an only child, though, so she, you know, really enjoyed it, and she loves now having grandkids, too, so,
Of course.
It's fun to see, but, I think it's probably been, that's why she's in Mason City, because there's a Target and, you know, Walmart. And
of course,
A little more culture than in Forest City.
A little bit.
Just a tad.
A little bit.
So.
But like you said, we do have, for a community our size, we do have a lot of culture.
We really do, We certainly do.
You've mentioned them all, but in one of my, of course, I'm prejudiced, but it would be the Brick Street Theater.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I know. The talent. And I shouldn't even say this on air, but every season I'm like, I should really do something. No, I don't have time to do something. Mm-hmm. But we are supporters of the Brick Street Theater.
Yes.
In both of our businesses, because it is fun to see the arts in all ages, not just kids, you know.
And, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we're big supporters of the school, too.
Yes. You know,
anything we can do to help the school out is important, not just because we have kids in the school, but it's also important because a lot of our friends and, you know, our teachers there or administrators or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, Christy, unfortunately, I need a cup of coffee, so I...
And I didn't bring you one. That is so rude of me.
Well, then I'll take a... banana split. Yeah. Do you bring anything like that?
I didn't. But
I tell you,
up.
Why Man, did I even ask you to come out here?
Next time, I promise. It was a pleasure. I'm glad you invited me to come out.
Well, I wanted to give you some publicity, Christy, yeah. because I think your two businesses are a great asset to this community.
Thank you.
And, you know, coffee is as important to me as my children. Well, actually, coffee is more important
more
than
important
my children.
Than your kids, yeah.
So I quite a love for what you do.
Thank you.
And so I hope that you will continue to find success here with your businesses.
Yes, definitely so. And I 100% thank our community all the time because without, you know, without Hy-Vee, without Bomgars, without Winnebago, without, you know, NSB, MBT, all KIOW, all the little people as well as the big people, we would not be without, you know, all of that. And maybe they feel the same about us too, but it takes a village to make a community what it needs to be. So happy to be here.
That was beautifully said. She did not read that from a script. So So Christy, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
And my happy friends out there, enjoy that cup of coffee. Enjoy that shake. What's a favorite shake you like to make?
Oh, see, we let people choose what they want. And so what, you know, people go crazy. So they'll just take something out of the case. So last night we made a cotton candy shake for somebody. You know, I've found anything with chocolate, nuts, caramel, substance.
Those are the magic ingredients.
Yes, people want it in their shake, so. Yeah.
Well, I'm salivating here, folks, so. Anyway, thanks for being a member of Mr. Bertelsen's Neighborhood, and you never know, you might be my next guest. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You've just heard another installment of Mr. B's Neighborhood. Tune in to KIOW Mix 107.3 every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Missed a show or want to re-listen to one? Find episodes in podcast form at KIOW.com. It's located on the right-hand side of the homepage. Mr. B's Neighborhood, available at KIOW.com.